Welcome to the third hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here's Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Yes, I was going to see if you can play Wolf Across Texas and then Patsy Cline, I Fall to Pieces.
I Fall to Pieces and Waltz Across Texas. I'll do those for you tonight.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
When we dance together, my world's in disguise. It's a fairyland tale that's come true. And when you look at me with those stars in your eyes, I could waltz across Texas with you. Waltz across Texas with you in my arms. Waltz across Texas with you. Like a storybook ending, I'm lost in your charms, and I could waltz across Texas with you. Oh, buddy, now. Troubles are just up and gone. The moment that you come in view, and with your hand in mine, dear, I could dance on, and I could waltz across Texas with you. Waltz across Texas with you in my arms. Waltz across Texas with you. Like a storybook ending, I'm lost in your charms, and I could waltz across Texas with you.
Sounds like Patsy's hung up a little bit. I'm sorry about that. We'll get Patsy fixed. We'll work on getting Patsy fixed and get her back here with us here at KNEL. I'll do that. I'll Fall to Pieces. Great song, of course, from the legendary Patsy Cline on the Hits Radio program. Thank you for all your calls and requests tonight.
Shoot, can we hear some George Jones tonight?
Sure. What kind of George do you want to hear?
All right. How about A Cup of Loneliness?
Okay.
And Accidentally on Purpose.
I'll do them for you.
Thank you, Tracy. I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
You bet.
I say, Christian pilgrim, soul redeemed from sin, called out of darkness, a new life to begin. Were you ever in the valley where the way is dark and dim? Did you ever drink the cup of loneliness with him? Did you ever have them laugh at you and say it was a fake? The stand that you so boldly for the Lord did take. Did you ever have them mock at you and laugh in ways quite grim? Did you ever drink the cup of loneliness with him? Did you ever try to preach and hold fast and pray? And even when you did it, there did not seem a way. And you lost all courage, then lost all your will. Did you ever drink the cup of loneliness with him? all my friends, 'tis bittersweet while here on earthly sod, to follow in the footsteps that our dear Savior trod, to suffer with the Savior, and when the way is dark and dim, to drink from the bitter cup of loneliness with Him.
Hello, everybody. This is George Jones, and I'd like to tell you that you're listening to KNEL, and my good buddy Tracy is coming to you with the best in good country music.
In the papers, I saw you this morning. You were lovely, dressed in your wedding gown. And it said you would marry a stranger to me that had drifted into our old hometown. Accidentally, you met him one evening, and you say it was love at first sight. Accidentally, on purpose, you're marrying. Accidentally, on purpose, for spite. For you say that you saw me out painting the town, that I was just a fool with a heart of a clown. Accidentally, you were mistaken that night. Accidentally, on purpose, for spite. Yes, you say that you saw me out painting the town, that I was just a fool with a heart of a clown. Accidentally, you were mistaken that night. Accidentally, on purpose, for spite.
silver sails to cross the ocean, my lover's lonely heart's a dream. Then out across the wave the bluebird came one day, out of the silver sea, your message brought to me to sail my ship of love along the moonlit bay. Trade winds there on Bluebird Island soon dried her lonely tears away. The treasure I found broken hearted was locked within.
Bluebird Island for you from, of course, the great Hank Snow and Anita Carter here at KNEL on the Hits Radio program. And a friend from Mason asked me about this next song. I hadn't played this song in, seriously, probably hadn't played this song in years. And I used to play it quite often, as a matter of fact. Gene Tagg, I don't know if y'all remember Gene. He was one of our longtime sponsors, Gene's Window Washing Service here in Brady. He loved this song, and he had called for it real often. And I'd really kind of forgot about it myself until she reminded me and asked me to play it tonight. I said I'd be happy to. Here's Johnny Cash doing one called the Chattanooga City Limit Sign.
I was thumbing a ride one Saturday morning out of Nashville, toting my sack. I lent my car to a gal that lived in Chattanooga, and she hadn't ever brought it back. She was drinking pretty heavy when I let her have it. I hope she knows it was only a loan. There ain't no telling what I might have told her back at the time, but that old car was also my home. About 5 miles out, I was getting kind of tired, sweating hard and feeling kind of weak. I woke up with no cigarettes or nothing to drink, and I hadn't had a bite to eat. My nerves were so quick I couldn't tell where I was shaking. Then a set of brakes sang my song. Some fella stuck his head out of 57 Chevy and hollered, "Hey man, come on." I told him I was headed down to Chattanooga. They said, "Hop in, we're going there too." And the way they took off in a cloud of smoke, I still ain't believing it was true. They had the windows down and I was sitting in the back with my tongue still hung in my throat. He was hitting just about 110 and he said, "Man, what do you think of this boat?" Well, there was two semis struggling up ahead, one trying to pass the other. They had the whole road blocked, so he passed them on the right. And let me tell you something, brother. I was so nervous that my teeth was clicking. There wasn't no way my head could think. Then the one that was sitting on the passenger side turned and said, "Hey, man, you want something to drink?" I just shook my head because I couldn't talk. He said, "Okay." And then he said, "Cheers." Them fools was drinking whiskey and wine and chasing it down with beer. Well, I started sweating that old sticky sweat, and I know I was white as a sheet. Then one turned the radio on wide open and said, "Hey man, check that beat." By the time we reached the top of Mont Eagle, I thought I heard a rumbling sound. And then I saw a sign that said Fallen Rock, and right there I was floorboard bound. I was rolling and squirming on the old floorboard, too weak to set or stand. And then the driver said, we're doing 120, look here man, no hand. I got up enough nerve to raise up and look, and by now there couldn't be no surprise. But his hair was blowing all over my face and dandruff blowed in both eyes. He never did drive on the right or left, he just kept on riding that line. I rubbed my eyes and saw the prettiest thing, the Chattanooga City Limits sign. He slowed down and I said, mister, please, I'd like to get off right here. He said, all right, on into town with us, we're gonna go down and pick up some more beer. I said, please, once more, and he stopped the car and then he handed me my sack. Said they'd look for me on the road later on in case I wanted to catch a ride back. I got out and sat down by the side of the road feeling sick and looking mighty pale. I don't remember anything much after that, but next morning I woke up in jail. I didn't know anybody in my cell and didn't want to ask why I was there, but they all kept grinning and turning their heads and it was more than my head could bear. So I called the jailer and asked him to tell me why I was there if he'd be so kind. He said, for stopping the traffic while I was hugging and kissing the Chattanooga City Limits sign.
Yes, I guess we need a Tony Douglas.
Little Tony Douglas tonight. We can do that for you.
Okay, just so I just want everybody to just still keep him alive always, so that's why I always request him.
There's nothing wrong with that. I love Tony Douglas.
We do. Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Morning sun's on the rise, shining in my window, creeping across the floor through the blinds. Touches me, I feel the warmth. Oh, I need her. Thank you, Lord, for making her mine. Thank you, Lord, for sunshine evermore.
Bright lights of Brady, Texas. We'll do it for you tonight.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I was 16 and hungry for action other than plowing.
excitement was rare out there in the county, but the city of Brady was just a daydream away. Now Brady was huge. There were hundreds of people. They had a cafe and a picture show. They had it all. And a radio station that played hillbilly music. And the Brady Hotel stood three stories tall. And the bright lights of Brady, they shine like diamonds. The bright lights of Brady were something to see. The bright lights of Brady shine some nights till midnight. And the bright lights of Brady were calling to me. That maize patch was hotter than a tin roof in August. The combine was just about all I could stand. What kept me going was knowing that someday, when the harvest was over, I'd see them again. In the bright lights of Brady, they shine like diamonds. The bright lights of Brady were something to see. The bright lights of Brady shine some nights till midnight. And the bright lights of Brady were calling to me. Thought that I wanted, but the bright lights of Brady, they're still calling me. Yeah, the bright lights of Brady, they shine like diamonds. The bright lights of Brady, they were something to see. The bright lights of Brady shine some nights till midnight. The bright lights of Brady. Calling to me. Yeah, I'm counting the days till I can get back there. The bright lights of Brady are calling to me.
Please pass the biscuits to Jenna Beth Hansen.
Want to dedicate Please Pass the Biscuits to Jenna Beth Hansen. I'll do it for you.
All right. Thank you.
At Heritage Funeral Homes, we see a need and strive to meet it. Having a combined 90-plus years in the funeral industry, Heritage Funeral Homes is here to serve you. We have watched as numerous funeral homes have fleeced grieving families out of thousands of dollars. We decided to take a stand by opening multiple locations in small towns where the needs are greater. We give you our best price up front with no games or gimmicks. We do not see your family as a paycheck. You are our friends and our neighbors. Heritage Funeral Home employs many talented minds that cultivate in bringing you nothing but the very best service. We invest in our staff and our communities. Heritage Funeral Home guarantees to provide the best funeral prices for our community. Heritage Funeral Home is a family, and we treat you like a family, and we will always be here for you, one friend at a time. Heritage Funeral Homes.
Between mom and dad, it's Sunday, the table is set. There's uncles, there's aunts, and cousins galore, but plenty of food to be ate. The blessing is said, they reach for the bread. It's a feast a king would afford. There's clatter, there's chatter.
would you pass the biscuits, please? Would you please pass the biscuits? It's the same thing every Sunday since I can't remember when. 10 folks all around the table and the biscuits way up the other end. I got a plate of chicken and taters and a lot of stuff like that. All I need's a biscuit, but foot, look where they're at. I guess I could reach across the table, but that's ill-mannered, Ma always said. Sure wish I had a biscuit. I just can't eat without bread. Would you pass the biscuit? Excuse me. Would you please pass the biscuits? All I want's a biscuit. Nobody seems to care. They wouldn't talk so doggone loud, they might be able to hear. By doggies, they're half finished eating and I ain't even begun. I wish you'd look at them biscuits disappear. I'll be lucky if I get a one. Same thing every Sunday, always company to be fed. They talk like they're wound up. Sure wish I had a piece of bread. Hey, would you please pass the biscuits? Look, pass the biscuits, please. It looks like somebody would notice that I ain't started eating yet. Sure be glad when they get their fill and just go out in the parlor and sit. And then, by golly, I won't have to use my manners. I'll just get a biscuit myself. Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. There ain't a biscuit left. The only day of the week that we all get Sunday fed. And they add up all the biscuits. And, well, I just can't eat without bread.
There's something the matter, no bread on the platter. And he just can't eat without bread.
Oh, would you please pass the biscuits? There's Jimmy Dean for you here at KNEL on the Hits Radio program for tonight.
Hi, everybody. This is Mary Lou Turner, and you're listening to my favorite DJ, Tracy Pickcox, right here on KNEL FM 95.3 and my favorite Texas town, Brady.
Only you can make this world seem right.
Yes, Tracy. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, I feel just great tonight.
Oh, that's good. Glad to hear it. I'm sitting here listening to your program.
I appreciate that.
I sure would like to hear a couple of songs, please.
Okay.
Well, the same, Outlaws, Prayer by the Paycheck.
Okay.
And Anything by Mrs. Purdy Norma Jean.
Oh, we'll do it for you tonight.
All right. I sure appreciate it, and you have a blessed evening.
You too.
Thanks
for calling in.
I will. Bye-bye.
You know, I worked a big package show in Fort Worth Saturday night. We had all day Sunday to rest and relax before I caught another flight. So I decided to walk downtown and get myself a little fresh air. Before long, I found myself in front of a big church on the corner of the square. Boy, I could hear that singing way out in the street. It sure was a beautiful sound. So I just walked up the steps and opened the door and started to go inside and sit down. But before I could, a young man walked over to me and said, "Excuse me, sir, but I can't let you in with that big black hat, those jeans, that beard and long hair." So I just left, went back outside, sat down on that curb. And I thought to myself, that's the house of the Lord. That guy's got a hell of a nerve, telling me I can't worship anywhere I please. So right there in front of that church, I just knelt down on my knees. I said, "Lord, I know I don't look like much, but I didn't think you'd mind. I just wanted to be with your people, Lord. It's been a long time." A while ago, I saw a wino over there in the alley, all bent over in tears. And I thought how one stained glass window from this church would feed his family for years. And then there's those fine cars parked outside. Too many for me to count. It made me think how people walked for days to hear your Sermon on the Mount. Then there's those fine ladies in the choir, Lord, singing like they really love it. Hell, last night they were dancing on the front row of my show, drinking beer and screaming, "Sing Shove It." You know, even John the Baptist wouldn't be welcome in this place, with his coat made of camel hair and sandals on his feet and a long beard on his face. You know, Lord, when you come back to get your children and take them beyond the clouds to live forever in heaven with you, well, I'd sure hate to be in this crowd. You know, Lord, I'm not perfect. Some even call me no count. But I tell you, I believe a man is judged by what's in his heart, not his bank account. So if this is what religion is, a big car, a suit, and a tie, then I might as well forget it, Lord, because I can't qualify. Oh, by the way, Lord, right before they kicked me out, didn't I see a picture of you with sandals and a beard? I believe you had long hair, too. Well, This is Paycheck, signing off. I'll be seeing you, Lord. I hope.
Heaven help the working girl. There's pretty Miss Norma Jean. My darling wife, Charla, said she ran into Norma at the grocery store this week. And it's kind of neat to be running into country music legends whenever you're shopping for avocados. Right in the avocado section of the Lowe's Market, you run into pretty Miss Norma Jean. Speaking of Norma Jean, I thought about her version of this great song that Merle Haggard and Bonnie Owens wrote many years ago, and I love the way she does one called Today, I Started Loving You Again.
started loving you again.
Could you play anything but Charlie Pride?
A little Charlie Pride. I'll do it for you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
When that neon sun comes up in the evening, and that warm red wine and the memories start to flow,
Country Charlie Pride doing one called Night Games here at KNEL on the Hits Radio program tonight. You know what? I was just sitting here thinking that I cannot think of anywhere else in this entire world tonight that I would rather be than right here with you on the Hits Radio program. A little Merle Haggard tonight.
You can find me in a dim-lighted bar room. If your coldness should ever turn warm, but the chances of you ever changing are as slim. as quickly as time will allow. I'm turning off a memory, and the wine seems to help me somehow. So if I'm lucky, I'll someday forget you. When the wine finally takes full control, it's not much of a future to look to. But I can't stand this pain in my soul, so I'm turning off a memory as quickly as time will allow. I'm turning off a memory, and the wine seems to help me somehow. And the wine seems to help me somehow.
Hi, this is Helena Bonema with Brady National Bank. They do say that everything that we are begins with our thoughts. If you think of failure, that's surely what you'll become. If you think of success, you'll have it. The true key to happiness is making our thoughts match our desires and never doubting that we can achieve our goals. Just as some journeys begin with a single step, some of our greatest achievements often begin with the smallest opportunities. Here at Brady National Bank, we're here to give you those opportunities, such as building your own home, buying your first home, or even refinancing with our lowest rates yet. Come by and speak to one of our loan officers, Mr. Reed Williams, Billy Davis, Nick Glyshack, or Michael Cook. It's a new year and a new chance to serve your needs. Brady National Bank, satisfying needs and building relationships. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you're looking for a secure place to store your stuff, Pitcock Storage has storage units available today. Call 456-KEYS. That's 456-KEYS. With three locations and over 180 units, we have three different sizes available for you. That's 456-KEYS. 456-5397 for Pidcock Storage. Units available today.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pidcock. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.